Case, hey Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming at you once again on recording this Cat Central, a.k.a. Out of the Portal edition, January 8th, 2026. If you're the first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen in the end. Cats fans, K-State Nation, make sure you do subscribe. Hit the like button, hit the alarm button every time I update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Key word in that sentence there. Daily podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Been a busy, unexpected recording for the podcast. What to say that? I'm taking full advantage of that. And the K-State staff, led by new coach Colin Klein, they have been busy, and this is not going to go out right away. I'm going to start getting these transfer gets out very slowly, probably beginning right now after this one. Not with this one, but I recorded Keyshawn DeVila. That was the first one. That was the first get for Colin Klein as a head coach from the portal, so I'll probably end up posting that first. And we'll go on from there, and then we'll continue on to post on the rest of this coaching staff of Colin Klein. But another offensive weapon in the backfield. Apparently, this is offensive day. This is the second offensive play I recorded, and this is most recent. Right? How about this, right? Joe Jackson already coming back, and now you add in another productive, explosive running back in Rodney Fields from Oklahoma State. We just played Oklahoma State towards the end of the season. Obviously, that was a sloppy-ass game there as well at K-State. We barely won that game. But Rodney Fields, obviously, Josh Manning, I just recorded that episode. That will come up in due time there as well. So, and just going over here, yeah, the last, really, not just the last 72 hours. As a sitting recording this podcast. But really, you got to go back to the last week and a half. We can change that this staff has been at it. I don't think even the Chris Klieman staff was this busy. Was this busy there as well. We'll see what happens there as well as we move on. But yeah, this was a position of need because of, two other K-State backs who was on this roster last year in the transfer portal with J.P. Price and Devon Rice. I know the last one was right. I want to say Devon Rice. Something like that, right? But Corey Patterson, your new running backs coach, that episode is not... Speaking of coaching episodes, that episode should be up now. If you're fresh to this podcast, if you're very new to this podcast, all things K-State sports, go back and check out at that episode. You want to learn a little bit more about your new running backs coach, Corey Patterson. He's going to have a couple of weapons, obviously, there. Joe Jackson coming back to K-State. He already made that known. Week or two after the season's over. And now you're getting Rodney Fields. We're against him. They're in Rodney Fields there as well. Fields, right? His freshman year led the Cowboys. His only season before hitting the portal. Led the Cowboys in rushing yards, 614, and added a rushing touchdown in here as well. Also, Fields grabbed 28 passes through the air for 276 more yards and another score. And against K-State, he ran for 51 yards on 14 totes, and he caught four passes for 46 yards, including half of those came on one catch. So, K-State knows about him, and now we got him. And you add him to the backfield with Joe Jackson now. Makes a good 1-2 punch. Obviously, Joe Jackson with the strength and power. He can hit you with a little speed. We saw that against Utah. We saw it first, but we definitely saw it in full swing when he put down that single-season rushing game record on Utah there. Last semester, and of course, you got Rodney Fields, who made strides late in the season against at Oklahoma State. Now you bring him to the table at Kansas State. Now the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Rodney Fields now out of the portal and coming with us, Kansas State. Now has a, and look, in no disrespect to, obviously, when you look back at the history of K-State running backs, Coach Klein knows this. History of backs, K-State, Will Riches in that category, right? I have been fortunate enough to see it, right? Beginning with Daniel Thomas doesn't get a Daniel Thomas. This was the first running back I got to see in action when I first stepped on the campus of K-State. Daniel Thomas don't get enough credit. he was that one man band. K-State had no passing offense. They only probably passed the ball like 15 times a game. Some, or maybe even less than that, right? But Daniel Thomas was a workload for that team. I still remember that to this day. It was like, well, is this all you got for offense? And then now, just kind of stepping back and looking at it from a bigger aspect and learning more about K-State, and yes, I'm alum. Why does somebody do a podcast when you don't know the team? Or university, or you haven't gone to university, right? Unless you're a hardcore, diehard fan, right? I'm unfortunate enough coming out here, the unpredictability journey, coming out here in the Midwest, K-State, and have the opportunity, be blessed to have the opportunity to watch majority of these backs. Daniel Thomas, also in this, I did not expect to talk running, to go that deep. Into the K-State well, as far as running backs go, but here I am saying that. John Hubert, right? Another one. Yeah, I kind of forgot in that championship season the first time with Colin Klein as the quarterback, right? Angelo Pease, that was a good combination right there. Obviously, when Darren Sproles was before my time, before I even got to K-State, but I knew about him, though. Let me see here. Obviously, Deuce Vaughn, right? He was highly recruited, right? And then you got DJ Giddens, Junction City's own DJ Giddens. And we watch him evolve into one of the best backs in the country. Unfortunately, you know, the Dylan Edwards thing didn't work out as thought we would, right? Oh, my goodness. This has been some soggy day. That is, whew. So that, we all know that. That's in the books now. Edwards was already hit the portal before the portal even opened, right? A lot of people will hit the portal before it even opened. Dylan Edwards, that was the first one, right? But Joe Jackson got rewarded last year of staying with K-State. Not only that, I mentioned this during the season, with all that Dylan Edwards drama, when he got hurt, it's Iowa State. Joe Jackson's not the most explosive, but he's a hardcore, loyal guy. And it proved it. It rewarded itself toward the end of the season, right? He was probably, again, one of the hottest backs in the Big 12. 3/4 of his touchdowns coming in the last two games of the season. That includes the Utah game, and he had all the scores against Colorado, and now you're pairing him with a up-and-comer star who got his feet wet a little bit, and a very explosive in Rodney Fields there as well. So yeah, so we've already done most of these now, for the exception of the punter on this list, which eventually I'll get to that at some point. At some point, maybe tomorrow, unless something else pops up. But yeah, man, so this is big for K-State. This is another off. So now you're getting the defensive needs, and now you're getting the offensive needs. Wide receiver, you needed to replace a lot of production there with one receiver. And you might need another one. Running back, you're going to probably need another run, but this is a good start here. Joe Jackson now has a number two behind him in Rodney Fields now. And we saw Rodney Fields up and close and personal at Stillwater. I mean, I wasn't there physically, but I saw the game, or saw the fourth quarter, as I talked about during the season. And oh, by the way, if you're interested in going back through the reaction episodes, those are up there. You might have to scroll a little bit, since we're on our daily podcast, to find those. We do reaction, recaps, reaction after every K-State athletic event, not just about football, but obviously, men's women's basketball, an episode, one of the games from last night will be up on the feed tonight there as well, as I'm sitting recording this podcast. So when this goes up, it'll be moot point. But yeah, so there's that. But yeah, man, so the well is back open again for K-State running backs, and they get one in the portal. And Corey Patterson, the new running backs coach, now have a solid 1-2 punch now. Joe Jackson coming back to K-State, and he made that known a couple of weeks after the season was over. And now you add in a now experience now back, just completed his freshman year, only 1 year, and now he'll have approaching his sophomore season now as we start getting into 2026. Rodney Fields coming over from Oklahoma State. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast of fan, free and available daily. Whenever you have a chance to record Kansas State content again. I have been super busy just hot, staying hot, recording episodes at the portal, coaching hires. Even obviously, this is all things K-State sports, so we try to stay on top of all things K-State sports, not just focus on, even though, yes, Colin Klein and staff and staying hot with hires, getting guys out of the portal, coming to Kansas State and all that. They have been busy the last really week and a half or so in the portal. So definitely want to make sure you tap into this podcast. We're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, this daily podcast. We come at you every single day, including the weekends. Yes, sir, the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, and even the holidays as well. Just like this past holiday season, you want to make sure you add this to your collection of K-State podcasts. The latest get out of the portal for head coach Colin Klein's offense, Rodney Fields, after 1 year down in Stillwater, coming back up north. And now, a K-State Wildcat. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Out of Portal edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports with cats.